Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:34 British Summer Time, and a very wet summer it is proving to be. It's been pouring rain for the last hour and a half. Well, today's been an absolutely amazing day for coffee. Coffee was absolutely storming here today. That's coffee Arabica, traded in on the New York Cotton Exchange. It opened pretty low, down around just under $69, and closed just over $72. So that is a very big dynamic in what has really been a very bearish trend overall. I'll text David later on tonight, and I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear this news. And that conflicts quite a lot with the research report I put up there today, which is remarkably bearish on coffee, although that is coffee robusta as opposed to coffee arabica. And I think that might have something to do with it, although I haven't really looked at the robusta charts. Otherwise, the equity markets have all rallied in here today. The FTSE was up 48, so 1.13% at 43.50. The DAX was up 52, or 1.43% at nearly 3,700. So things have really picked up a lot today, and that definitely followed through into the U.S., where the S&P is up 12 at 10.76, and the Dow is up 106 and a half at 99.31. So we can definitely see that, these candles at the moment, they have a lot of amplitude, and all of these days look like they're dynamics, but they're not really going anywhere. And this is a very, very hard market to call, and the only thing I can say is that I don't know what's going to happen. The overall chart patterns are really very bearish. They're very toppish looking. We have falling lows now, so we've lower lows, and the highs really haven't been making equal highs either. So overall, the charts are bearish, but it's hard to say whether we're going to get that sort of bigger downward move that we've had, say from like when we had the S&P and the Dow and all those Europeans up at their the top of the ranges, or are we going to go back and go back up and test, say, the middle of the range or something like that? It's going to be very hard to say. We'll have to see some sort of movement in between. And that is really the same story for the bonds. The bonds have been I've been really, let's say, for the treasuries, have been very much in an uptrend for the last couple of months, and it's starting to look like a step sequence. Back in sort of late June, started out in a stepward, or in a sort of a lateral range, and just at the beginning of August it dipped down but broke up above that range, and now it seems to be sort of trading around the 109 to 111 range. So we'll see if it maintains those ranges, or if it breaks up out of them. We are approaching some reasonably historic highs. Just pulling up a continuation chart, and you can see that, between sort of 114 and 116 were highs back in March, and that's quite high on the treasuries. On the bunds, which rallied very, very strongly last week, they've had quite a down day today, and obviously that's off the back of the quite strong action in the DAX. And well, they closed at a 115.44. So that's quite weak, but it hasn't by any means taken out that big dynamic we saw at the beginning of last week, or the end of the week before. So that is also sort of after a very strong move up, that seems to be just starting to trade in sort of 115 to 116 level, so a tighter range than the treasuries. The JGBs are looking much stronger. They rallied pretty much all of 2 weeks ago. They were in a little bit of a range last week, broke out of the range on Friday, on Thursday, consolidated that on Friday, and they're sitting at 137.46, and that's it's looking quite strong. The euro in here today was just, reasonably steady. And what I'll do tomorrow is I'll throw up a lot of different charts of the different currency pairs tomorrow and do a little bit of a talk about those. So I won't talk about too much about currencies today, but the euro at the moment is at 123.48, a little bit down on the day. The pound to the dollar, cable, is pretty much trading in a little bit of a range at the moment. Top of that range is 184 and a bit, and it's at 184.05 at the moment. So that's quite range bound. And the Japanese yen is at 110.63, and that's currently in a range as well, trading at about 110.5 up to 112. So it really looks like the market's sort of holding its breath. I think, it really feels like it's waiting for some sort of bad news or some sort of good news, but I just have that, I don't know, that intuition that we're waiting for some more bad news, and I'm not really sure whether we should be taking, that sort of, bearish gut feeling as a time when markets are going to turn, or whether it's actually a harbinger of doom. But we'll definitely see in the coming days. Now, platinum as well today had a really good day. Following sort of breaking out of its the sort of the top of the range last week, it closed at 883.20 today. So that's two big dynamics in a row, and well, not huge dynamics, but definitely, nice big days up. It was up 19 today, and it was up about 20 on Friday. So those are nice big dynamics. But palladium hasn't really done much at all. It's at 217 at the moment, so it's up 6, which it's really just maintaining that range, the sort of 210 to 220 range, which is that range is slowly tightening down all the time. It's about a $10 range at the moment, whereas sort of back in June, July, it was in the more sort of 210 to 230 range. So the actual range is tightening down. So those sort of signals are usually a signal for some sort of impending volatility. So we'll see what happens, but I can't see it. I mean, of course, it could just trade in a range for the foreseeable future, but with big moves in platinum, and gold was up as well today. Gold is well over 400 as we speak. Well, it was set to 403 almost. So it's rallied about $4 or 1% today as well, I guess in line with the equity markets. Silver had a good day in here as well, and that's currently at 677. So that's starting to test the top of the range again. The sort of the top of the range was about 680, so we're coming back up to that. And actually, it looks, that just went back and made a 50% retracement of the 50% retracement of the range. So that's it's looking relatively bullish. So we'll see where that moves from here. Hopefully, it'll sort of break through the top of that range at 680 and close up there, as opposed to just having highs of the day up there. Now, looking at the wheats. Or sorry, not that the wheats, at the grains. Corn rallied today, so that's definitely found some support at sort of the 230 level or the 225 level. And that's currently at 231.5. So we're seeing a little bit of support there, and it was the same case with oats. Oats rallied as well, just off support. So those are two grains that are moving in common. Wheat had fallen a bit more, but it also rallied today. Whereas soybeans, following that really big move on Thursday, was actually down again today. So of the four grains, it really looks like that soybeans moves out of sync with the three sort of traditional grains. Just going to pull up feeder cattle, because that's it's quite an interesting chart. I'll tell you what that is. and that was unchanged at 114.50. But we're seeing, you know, a sort of a gradual topping out there, with sort of upside resistance of about 115.50, something like that. So definitely sort of markets, you know, where there's a lot of holding of breaths and people making up their minds and deciding what they're going to do. And tomorrow I'll throw up some charts of the currencies, because some people have been asking for those. But if there's anything at all I can do to sort of improve the service we're providing, just drop me a line or drop me a mail on the forum, and I'm more than happy to help you out. And thank you very much for listening.